swung on, and there's a high fly ball that's hit to deep center, way back, home run, Johnson! And the Indians are back in front. 3-2 Tribe, and the big day for Daniel Johnson close to home continues. His first major league home run, and it comes at the Oakland Coliseum, the ballpark he grew up watching Major League Baseball in.
There you go. Jim Rosenhaus with the call yesterday. The Indians' victory over the A's, taking 2 out of 3 over Oakland. Joining us to talk about that is Bobby D. from the Indians, brought to you by your North Regional Convenience in Oco, Center Ridge, and Barton Rose. Bobby, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, some fun things happened this weekend in Oakland. First and foremost, we win a series, which we hadn't done in a rather long time in Oakland, and we won some very close one-run, two-run ball games, which was the way we played baseball for the first 3 months, and then had a hiccup there for a little bit where we couldn't get those one-run victories. So the bullpen came back, did their thing after stubbing their toe on Friday night. But then when you get Bradley Zimmer and Daniel Johnson able to do some things in front of their friends and family. They're both from that area of the country. And especially for Daniel, as you heard Rosie say there, gets his first big league homer in front of his family and friends. And what a wonderful moment for him that they will never, ever forget.
Right. In fact, Bob, put that on a little 3x5 card in your file of Tribe Tales so that in about 20 years from now, when you're interviewing Daniel Johnson, you can have him relive that story of his first home run. Go.
Bob, I want to – who is this Daniel Johnson? Where'd he come from?
Well, Daniel actually was one of the players we received in return for Yan Gomes from the – Washington Nationals, one of the top prospects for the Nationals. You know, he's not a very big guy. He's 5'10", you know. Again, he's Bajio, California, as we said. Grew up in the Washington Nationals organization. And, they call him Jet. And he absolutely can fly around the bases. He and Bradley Zimmer actually are the two of the quickest guys we have in our entire organization. And, you know, he's bounced from AAA to the big leagues. And like all young athletes, his first taste of big league action, he found out what the big leagues was all about and went back, worked on his game. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, what transpires for him in his career. He made a heck of a defensive play right when we needed it big time for Zach Plesac, who looked great on the mound again yesterday. But yeah, for those who were wondering, Daniel came from the Washington Nationals as part of the Yan Gomes deal.
We talk about the change in the pitching rotation. Our outfield is starting to look different with the Mercado coming back as well. So is that kind of how it's going to solidify out there, I guess?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how Terry does get everybody, Harold Ramirez, et cetera, and, at bats in the outfield. Yesterday was a rather young outfield with Mercado and Zimmer and Daniel Johnson. A lot of speed in that outfield. Some really good defense in that outfield, that three-player mix. And I like all young baseball players. It's how much consistency can they provide offensively will really answer the question if they'll settle in as a regular or not.
Yeah, good to see Zach Plesac back on the mound then doing a nice job. Yes.
Yeah, you know, just add some of the foundation back to what the strength of this franchise has been for a long time now. Getting Zach back healthy. Now we focus in on Aaron Civale, who's probably a little bit closer to returning than Shane Bieber. Once we hear that Shane and Aaron are doing bullpens, then you'll get excited, because right now it's still in the phase of where they're just either soft tossing weighted balls or playing catch and not really fully getting after it in a bullpen session. So when we talk and I get to report that they're out in the bullpen doing their thing, that means they're getting real close.
Yeah, that's right. Bob DiBiasio joining us in the Indians talking baseball, the Tribe, and the Astros. Now, the Astros are a little – they're sore from the – I'm glad – I mean, they're on a – they lost to the White Sox yesterday, but that means the White Sox still kind of maintain the lead on us. But at least we don't get Carlos Rodon in any of this. Well, I guess the White Sox had him blanking Houston yesterday. But the Astros, you know, it's going to be a tough three games before we get home, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. Three straight 8-10 ball games Eastern time. Yeah, the White Sox go – I think in Houston, if I have the schedule correct, and beat them 2 out of 3. And as much as we wanted Houston to get hot and take care of the White Sox, it was reverse. So the White Sox take a series. Yeah, Houston's a darn good baseball team. And we saw that when they came and visited us a few weeks back. So J.C. Mejia and the group will get after it in Houston, and we get to come home against 4 against another really good team in Tampa Bay. So 4 against Tampa starting Thursday night. Back-to-back fireworks shows on Friday and Saturday. Fran Mel Reyes jersey, courtesy of our friends at Discount Drug Mart. On Saturday night, we'll have the pregame parties as we do most weekends. This time presented by Coors Light. Sunday is Kids Fun Day. So some fun promotions coming up this weekend. And then off day on Monday. And then the St. Louis Cardinals come to town. And, have a weekday day game to finish off that six-game homestand. So circle that on your calendar. People love those weekday day games. And then we get to go to Chicago. So 3 at the White Sox. It'll be interesting for us at the end of the month.
Well, that's how July shapes up for us, and hopefully we're going to continue on a positive a winning ways here for the Tribe in the second half. Bob, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll talk again next
week. Thank you, boys. Have a great week. Go Tribe.
Bob DiBiasio of the Indians joining us, brought to you by your Northridgeville convenient Sunoco.